Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Boo! It's time for another episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion. Hope that got you a little nervous, a little excited on this spooky time of the year, man. We got some big stuff coming your way for Halloween, baby. But probably the scariest thing any of us could ever ask for is my friend that I've invited to join today. Justin, introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? I'm Justin. I'm Heath's friend. He invited me last second to come on here, so I'm excited to finally make it and everything. So, I don't know. I'm officially his friend now that I'm on this podcast. So.
And what's your OnlyFans? You can just say it out, too.
Oh, never mind.
I couldn't tell if you were saying he's scary because he's ugly or scary because he's just a creepy guy.
It's a whole combination of things. It's pretty bad.
Man. Well, today is a very special episode as well because we're basically talking just about Halloween. Consider it a Halloween special. So Justin came up with a few Halloween-y questions that we're going to slam out today for all you people.
Well, first one we're going to knock out is about, this is a really controversial subject, but Heath, what's your opinion on candy corn?
Y'all ever eaten wax? Because that's what candy corn is, man. It's just wax. It has three little colors on it, and they're just total garbage. Like, it's not even candy. Candy is supposed to be good and make you feel happy inside, but instead, you're just slowly eating and getting more and more depressed. That's the ingredients, if you look on the back of candy corn, is depression. That's the first one they put in there.
And wax.
And wax.
Food dye.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I would honestly rather stick my hand into just like a pot of sugar and just eat that straight up than have candy corn. I don't know. I don't think it's an unpopular opinion. Candy corn, honestly, I agree, is wax. It's not even different flavors each color, which it should be. It should be like the orange is orange, the white is like coconut or something, and then the yellow can be corn or whatever. But no, it's just the wax flavor, and there's nothing more bothersome than eating them separately, and it's just the same flavor. I do not like candy corn at all.
I agree. I hate it. It's the devil's gift to the world.
Well no, said.
That's why it's famous on Halloween, because it's the devil's holiday.
That's why we spike the candy corn. That's why people spike the candy corn.
Exactly.
It's not even shaped like corn, man. It's shaped like little dumb triangles. Like, it doesn't even make sense. And then they have those wacky pumpkin-flavored ones that taste the exact same.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oof. It's just eating it in abundance. Just wax overload. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I remember when I was in high school, there was this guy, every time around Halloween, he would bring a full bag of candy corn in and just like, oh my gosh. And it would be like one of those like 5-pound bags, and he would just down the whole thing just throughout the day. It's too much. It's too much.
Did you choke slam him?
Dude, I wish. I should have.
Just break his jaw. I'm doing you a favor.
Well, there you have it. All three of us disagree on candy corn, so that proves that it's factual, that it should never be made again.
That's a fact.
What's next on the list, Justin? What's next?
Is there anything good about Halloween, Heath?
Candy. Candy, yeah.
But you can go to the store and get candy.
But there's usually sales, man. There's usually the big sales. And we're not talking about... What?
Manager Jack here. I have to say, when Halloween comes around, the quality of candy decreases.
It's true.
Like, every piece of candy becomes awful. It all has some... It just tastes like... Like, all the chocolate tastes like rotten milk. All the sugary candy just tastes like freaking sugar. And it's just... The candy's low quality. Like, it's not good candy. Nope. It's not good candy.
Where do you buy your candy from, man? Like, the dollar store?
That's where everybody else gets it. Walmart. I don't eat candy very often. When I do, I make sure I get, like, Lent chocolate, like, Kinder chocolate. I'll get, like, an Aero bar. Like, I get the good stuff, not this nasty Reese's and Hershey bars. And
yeah, well, that's probably why you don't like it, man. It's because you've been out of the game for so long because you don't eat a whole lot of candy. Probably just think it all just tastes whack.
Candy's supposed to be a treat, man. We're not supposed to, like, gorge ourselves on the gross. It's, like, quantity over quality, right? That's what that's my thought.
Dude, but I don't know. There's, like, some kids who, whenever people will put out pumpkins full of candy out in front of their house so they don't have to hand it out or whatever, they go for that quantity and quality and just snag all of it. Just, oh, my gosh. I don't know if you guys ever did that. I don't know. My mom would have smacked the fool out of me if I ever tried that.
I did it. I've done that before, but nobody knows except for I just admitted it on this podcast.
Hope the boogeyman's coming for you, bro. Dang. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I feel like it's I don't know. I feel like candy is more about quantity. That's why they sell it in bulk in the first place. And then if you want a different kind of quality, then you just get another brand of something. There's no end to candy, man. One eternal round, man. Candy's going to save us all.
But we have to agree or disagree. Does the quality of candy go down during Halloween?
It does. It does. I agree.
I personally have never noticed that.
I feel like we'll
check for it.
But we're not here to agree to disagree. You're all wrong. Next question. Let's lay it on me.
Well, I'm gonna improvise a little bit. What's your favorite type of candy, Heath? What's the golden egg of Halloween? Ooh, what is it that everybody peeps. Goes after?
Ooh, I personally. At first, they said poops, and I was like, what?
I mean,
people dropping poop on your doorstep, bro.
If you're into that, I mean, that's all you, man.
Yeah, definitely no go for peeps. I mean, I personally like the I like it when you meet those like old ladies in the neighborhood who don't even give you candy. They just freaking give you like actual food for free. I think that's a really that's probably the biggest dinger you could ever hit. But number two ranking, biggest thing you could get on Halloween, definitely Haichus, man. By far best candy ever created. Haichus. I don't even have to say anything else about it. I subscribe to their emails and they have never let me down. Yeah, there's that. What about you, Justin? What's your favorite candy?
Dude, I don't know. So everybody talks about these people who give out these like full size chocolate bars and everything. I've never experienced that. I don't know if I'm just like, I've been in the wrong neighborhoods or what's been going on with my life. But like, I've always been that kid who gets like one dum-dum or something like that at each house. Just like, I don't know. The quality isn't quite there. Or like one Reese's piece. Just one little small piece, you know?
Someone's handing you out one Reese's piece.
Dude, there's some sucky houses out there, man. It's a rough place. I don't know. You're in that rich neighborhood, Heath. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bro, what?
Anyways, but the best probably thing, which I've never gotten, would be a full-size just chocolate bar. Dark chocolate.
Oh my, wait, you're hardcore into dark chocolate?
Dude, dark chocolate is the best thing ever made. I would give my life for dark chocolate.
I agree. I totally agree.
If you ever see me selling my body on the streets, it's for dark chocolate. Like, that's what it will be for.
That's bold.
We're gonna let Justin be the host now.
Oh, I've never been around so many wrong people in my entire life. This is awful.
This is awesome. I'm finally the majority. Majority.
Well, I hope you like that feeling of belonging because you're never gonna feel it again, boy. Next question.
Never again.
We're not even gonna ask you what your favorite candy is.
Wait, Heath.
Good, because I don't even like candy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Wait, so around Halloween, it appears that a lot of times these couples and even people by themselves will watch these scary movies. How do you feel about scary movies, Heath? Is it something that you enjoy watching? What's the scariest movie you've seen?
Oh, the scariest movie I've ever seen. It's a tie between two. Tie between two that I can think of. Probably Krampus. Yeah, I actually went to theaters and watched that. I don't want to talk about it. Went to Krampus. And probably the second one is Dora the Explorer Halloween special, man. That crap is scary. You seen that black cat? I think a runner-up should also be the B-movie. That's also pretty dang scary.
What'd you get on your report card, son? All A's.
I like how the Krampus is on the same level as the B movie.
Yeah, Krampus sucked, man.
It's both of those movies.
It's like I'm a pretty big weenie when it comes to the scary movies like It, or I can't even think of another scary movie like Insidious? Conjuring. Yeah, Insidious, all of that stuff. Never been a big fan. I'm just a little sweet little baby, you know. I'm not into the whole bloody gory junk.
I super dig the It movie, though. It's really good. Yeah, it's not like a scary movie. It's like a sci-fi movie. It's pretty cool.
You in love with clowns, bro?
No, I'm in love with...
with the kids.
No, never mind.
Trapped him. Oh, man. Oh my goodness.
Oh no, I've only seen a few like scary movies. I've seen the Annabelle movies. I've seen the I saw The Conjuring. I saw Insidious, like all of those, everything like that. But I don't know, those weren't like too scary, honestly. Like I think like the scarier movies are like when you're like a kid and it's like the B movie. Those types of movies that are just like really trippy and hard to understand.
Or like follow. Wall-E.
And weird stuff. Or when their eyes are just super glassy or something. And you just like, yeah, it's just like lifeless. Like Wall-E, yeah, that movie scared me as a kid for sure. But yeah, movies like that. Disney, like, I don't know. They're in that horror business, that's for sure. They have some scary stuff out there.
True terror.
True terror.
Oh, thanks for asking my favorite scary movie. Yeah.
We were getting there. We're all taking turns here.
I know, I'm just kidding. My favorite one, or the scariest movie I've ever watched is actually a Goosebumps episode. I remember this very vividly. I actually watched it with my friend Justin Wild. It was Halloween time, and we had Netflix, you know, the old Netflix where you could order the DVDs, right?
Okay.
So we ordered a different Goosebumps DVD every day. And so we got this one, and it was about the zombies, right? And so, like, this family moves into this, like, weird town where all the kids are, like, super pasty white and weird looking. And nobody comes out during the daytime. They only come out in the nighttime. And they all live inside. And it's just super, like, dumb now that I'm looking back on it. But I'll never forget the part that scared me for life, all right? So they're, like, in their house. They're like, man, everybody's so weird. And the dad's like, you guys need to be nice. And then the neighbor kid's like, burn that wreath above your fireplace. It's bad. And so the kids throw it in the fireplace. And then all the people were zombies all along, and they just turned like super ugly and scary looking. And they're like, we've been waiting to eat you this whole time. And basically just chased them around for like 15 minutes. Anyways, I've never recovered from it. It's super scary.
Wow.
That's really interesting.
It's probably a bad time for us to tell you that I'm actually a zombie, huh?
That was the worst part. You couldn't tell if they were humans or not.
Do you guys remember any of those like scary nightmares you would have when you were like a kid, and they like still come back to your memory like every once in a while?
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time. So like I was like really young, and literally everything was just white. And my family was there, and then like Hades from Hercules. See, look at Disney. Terror movie. Okay, yeah. Hades was there from Hercules, and he was just like turning my family until, like, literally he would just, like, incinerate them. And then, like, my friends were there, too. And then he would turn them into pigs and just have them, like, run around and everything. And I have never been more scared in my life. I swear, I have never been more scared. And I've seen some scary things. But, yeah, I was so scared. And, like, still that comes to my memory. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was a lot to take in back then.
Oh, my gosh, bro. That's kind of sad.
It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, so usually my dreams are happy. Like, one time I turned into the Flash and went to my old job and broke everyone's legs.
That's a happy dream.
I woke up and I was like, yes. Yeah, that was good. But actually, what your story, Justin, your dream just reminded me of one that I was out. I was in my house and, like, all my family and all my super good friends were all sitting on this one couch. And then it turned into a paper shredder. And then it was just really sad what happened afterward.
What?
Yeah, it was nuts. But dang, I've never really been a big fan of the whole scary stuff. Same thing with scary video games. Like, I understand if you're in a relationship, man, you're trying to get all cuddly with some lady whenever they're scared and they're trying to hop on you. But little do I know about that feeling because no one loves me.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, that's why we all started this podcast, so we can hang out more.
Lonely souls. Oh, I forgot to mention that when I get stressed out, I have, like, nightmares, and I wake up sweating, and it's from that Goosebumps movie. Like, I literally have dreams that zombies just chase me down until I finally either A, kill myself, or B, I have to kill a zombie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. It freaks me out. I'm still scared of it to this day.
That's nuts. Do you have a little nightlight?
Yep. Right there.
That's pretty sick, man.
I sleep like this.
For those of you who can't see, he's in the fetal position.
His thumb is in his mouth.
Drop the next question, brother.
Okay. So around Halloween time, we all know people have different takes on costumes, with children dressing up as, like, Bob the Builder and zombies, or a wide range of costumes. So what type of costume should people wear, Heath? And what's your opinion on people getting all dressed up for Halloween?
Ooh. Well, you see, all those cool costumes that I always wanted as a kid, like to dress up like is like a beefy Thor with, like, those, like, really like air pumped like muscles. Those are all, like, super expensive. So usually my Halloween costumes consisted of, like, a trash bag that I just cut holes in and wear it. And so, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of those, like, slutty costumes that people wear, because the people who wear those costumes are pretty scary all year round anyway. If I had to say anything about it, I have been liking this trend where all these girls, for some reason on Instagram, keep putting sheets over their heads, like bed sheets, and like cutting holes out where the eyes are. Like, y'all have seen those, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay, yeah.
I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah, we have.
So, yeah, I enjoyed those because, well, because they're appropriate for everyone. I don't have to look at anyone in the face. And it's just nice to have some actual anonymity, if that's even the word for that.
Yeah.
Animosity. No, I'm just kidding. That's
I think it makes it cool. Just bed sheets, man. Actually appropriate non-horror things where it's just fun time.
I think what most people don't understand, especially women, is that women don't need to dress up for Halloween to be scary. They just have to be their everyday selves. Just literally, like, I'm just saying, I don't know, like, my past experiences and relationships and everything, they can just be their normal day selves and they'll be the scariest thing on the street still. So, I mean, I don't see why they need to get dressed up as much, but that's just my unpopular opinion right there.
That's bold, Justin. Say goodbye to all of our female viewers.
Oh, man.
Man. Wild.
Oh, no. I think my favorite video right now of people dressing up in costumes, though,
is, I don't know if everyone's seen it or not, but at the grocery store with Darth Vader, and he just brought like 12 stormtroopers with him. I think friend costumes are a good way to go if you're going to dress up.
that was super cool. That was funny.
Word up, man. So with all you lonely people out there, man, try to get in a group, make some friends, and dress up as something wacky.
Or do that again in a sexy voice, like it's like an ad.
Okay, I don't even remember what I said.
All you lonely souls out there.
All you lonely ghouls out there, and little ladies, man, you gotta get yourself together, man. Hit yourself up a man, go out on the streets and grab yourself some candy. Oh, yeah.
And other kinds of sweets, if you know what I'm talking about.
Kisses. Hershey's Kisses.
Hershey's Kisses. That's what I was talking about, yeah.
I guess if you want to make friends on Halloween, too, I mean, all you have to do is, like, for example, dress up like a stormtrooper, right? And then just find a Darth Vader on the streets and follow them the rest of the night. You know, so like you just got to find those costume themes right there. So like dress up like Robin, find a Batman, you know, just stay behind him the rest of the night. You know, just that's how you make friends nowadays, you know.
I like that. I like that theory.
All right, sweet. So we're going on to the next question now. And this one is about spiked candy. You know, like how safe should you be with it? You know, since it's always in the news that people put razor blades in Snickers and stuff like that. Is it worth it? And what should we do about this?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, I don't think you should hide it. I mean, I think candy is its one thing. And if you're trying to like put drugs in kids' thing, I mean, you might as well just dump it in there, you know, be proud of it. Like, I would be stoked if I got Tide Pods instead of candy for Halloween. You know what I mean?
I think your mom would be more stoked.
She actually use them for detergent. I'll have to take them out fast. Swallow six at once.
Does your dad ever swipe your candy out of your pumpkin, Heath?
Actually, no. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Everyone in my house knows that I'm pretty protective of my candy. I have a drawer in my room that's only for candy.
He does.
And no one goes in there. Sometimes I put sunflower seeds in though too, so it's a little bit of that sweet and salty, you know what I mean? I mix it up.
Papa Starburst, then Papa Sunflower Seed.
Gotta get the full shebang. Movie experience in your own house.
Dude, I do have to agree though. Heath has this amazing drawer in there. We'll just be playing like Smash Bros. In there for hours on end. And like literally all, like he'll just have so many Hi-Chews in there. And by the end, they're all gone. It's just the best thing ever, honestly.
Wow.
And my sweet mom knows my friends are over. So she makes these little hors d'oeuvre things. But I'm just like, stuff that we eat in candy, mom.
Would you ever spike your candy to protect it, Heath?
I mean, yeah, but it wouldn't be with drugs. I mean, it would have to be with, like, actual poison. Like, I would put anthrax in there to make sure no one would ever get back into my candy jar again. Yeah, those are my thoughts. That's about it.
Anthrax.
100 real quick. Heath, would you protect your candy? I'd probably put anthrax. So, yes, I'd murder people for shit.
I'll be careful next time I have a Hi-Chew from that drawer.
It's okay. You're my Smash Bros. Friend, so it's okay. if you're good at the game, man, you can have some candy.
Dude, I'm not that good at the game. I only play Jigglypuff and one other person, so I don't know about that.
Whack.
I'm the best Jigglypuff player in A, though, for sure. Yeah. Now, send me overseas, I would suck, for sure. I mean, put me against anyone in Asia, I would lose instantly. But over here, nothing contests with my Jigglypuff.
Yeah, I 100% believe that, man. You should be Jigglypuff for Halloween. You could pull it off.
Yeah, really good.
Just don't dress up.
Ooh,
dang.
God. That.
I'm just kidding.
It's all right.
Don't apologize on this show. Is that all your questions, my man?
Yeah, that's all the questions I've got about Halloween for you, Heath.
Word.
I got a question for you, Heath.
Drop it.
How dare you?
I meant like lay it on me. I didn't mean like.
Who do you think you are?
Oh, is that the question? Who do I think I am?
What gives you the right?
Are you being a feminist for Halloween? What is going on here?
Karen.
I've been a Karen, yeah.
You know, there's probably going to be a lot of Karens this year for Halloween. I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh God. It'll be so easy.
What are some of the new Halloween costumes we're going to see this year, probably, after this crazy year?
Do people already dress up as Donald Trump? Because I feel like that would definitely be something.
Yeah, for sure.
I think people are going to dress up as a lot of people are going to dress up as females this year because it's so funny.
Oh, you mean like trans people, right?
Yeah, I think that'll happen a lot.
That's a good call.
Hilarious.
Drag queen. You could pull off being a drag queen.
I'm already a drag queen.
Oh, might be. Yep. All right. I mean, that's all I can think of. I can't really, I don't know. I don't watch the news. I just play video games, man.
I mean, there's going to be Karen for sure.
Did you say Hoobie Halloween?
Yeah, Hoobie. People are going to dress up as Hoobie.
Stop.
Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's back. People are going to dress up as Mike Tyson again.
Why is he back?
Because he's going to fight again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get the funny fact there.
It's going to be great.
I did not know that. I mean, how do you dress up as him? You just don't wear a shirt and put on boxing gloves? You
put that face tattoo on. But you got to fully commit and get an actual face tattoo for it. This isn't a one-and-done deal if you want to be Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's probably like that, like Post Malone. Just anyone with face tattoos.
You'll dress up as Karen, Mike Tyson. Someone will probably wear their COVID costume or something like that.
Ooh, that's a good call. Freaking hazmat suit.
Yeah. I'm going to dress up as the rational consumer.
Hi, I'm normal. Oh, man.
I was going to go as a homeless person this year, but I don't know. That's a little too real for me. So
so you go to Halloween as a normal person.
As a normal person, yeah. No, that's Jigglypuff, man.
Man, well, there you have it, folks. That's the Halloween thoughts, man. Halloween, as we have concluded, is a mainly pointless holiday where it's basically a big excuse where people can be able to murder people easily, anonymously, and where you can get a lot of candy on sale. So there's that. And the only good part about it is No Nut November is coming right just around the corner. So stay tuned for that, my friends. Thank you for joining another Spooky Town episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion. Thanks, everybody.